Yay. Hi, everybody.
Finally.
Sorry we're running late. I mean, we can run a little bit over. I do have to do another show after this.
Oh,
our
jeez.
friends at the last comic shop invited me on to talk about one of my favorite Green Lantern storylines, which is Emerald Twilight. So I'm doing that after this. So over with. And if you guys haven't read Emerald Twilight, you should. It is the story of it's post Mongol, like blowing up Coast City, and him then then Hal like completely losing his shit and going and killing the like just kills the core and like kills Sinestro. It's awesome. Like, if you guys have never seen it, you should. So, or read it, you should. All right, so we're gonna do some brief things. So firstly, don't forget local comic shop days this Saturday. Thanks everybody who came out to Batman Day last Saturday. That was a good time from what I understand. This Saturday also you will find Justin and I over at Hall of Fame Comic Con in Canton, Ohio.
Yes,
It's
sir.
at the Civic Center downtown. It's a good time. We always have a
Yep.
blast. Our buddy Pat Olive is going to be a guest there. So that'll be good. Thank you to Mark and Shelley Nathan for putting on another amazing year at Baltimore. We both had a blast. This year I got to see a little more of the inner workings, and I really enjoyed it. I've known Mark and Shelley for a really long time, and they are some great people. And they put on one of the best comic shows on the planet. And if you've never been to Baltimore, you should go. You really
Yes,
should.
yes.
It is well worth it. Well worth your time to
As
go.
much as we are rivals in the sports area and cities and everything, it's definitely a place to go for
Well, I can give two
comic
shits about the
books.
Orioles. They good for them because they have a good baseball team.
Yeah, it
But fuck
must
the
be nice to have
Ravens.
an owner
So
that actually cares about your team and not cut players like so they
right.
don't get their raises.
But yeah,
Yeah.
fuck the Ravens. That's not cool. Anyway, we had a good time. We met a lot of really good people. We got some cool shit. I bought some art. You bought some art. We both bought some books. I got a flask.
I was gonna say,
We both pitched in to help sell the Hard Rocks guitar this year,
yeah, we did.
to another guy who went, I'm pretty sure, to get it drawn on, which is awesome.
Nice. It should be
And
tradition at this point. It's 3 years in a row. You might as well just make
right, I might do it next. Well, actually, I
thing.
think the person that we're still waiting on 100% confirmation on that we will not talk about tonight. If they come to the show, I think I will have him do some art on one of my guitars when he gets here. Just as my personal thanks. But I did want to talk about not only was the show awesome, but when we were leaving, so Justin and I go down to have breakfast and we're like, what's that smell? Smells like burning. Look outside, it's a little hazy. Like, oh, that's not good. Kind of look out the out a little further. Oh, fuck me, those are fire trucks. What the hell's going on? So we go around the corner, or we go up to my car and drop our stuff in the car, and there is literally a family in front of my car looking over the balcony in the parking garage. So we stayed at the Marriott in Baltimore, just down the street from the convention center.
Yes.
And on the next block up, so across the street, there is a, or was, a liquor store, a restaurant, a strip club, and then a restaurant on the other side of the strip club. And all of it was on fire.
Yeah.
And we basically just watched them douse it with water. And we're like, well, they're blocking the exit. How do we get out? So we go down to the front desk and we're like, hey, what are you guys doing? They're like, oh, we're working on it. Go out front and talk to the guy out out the entrance. So we walk outside, and entrance guy's there, and we're like, "What do you want us to do?" Because they have rid they wrote they ran the water hose lines up the street, so you can't just pull out onto the street because you would hit the hose, hit the hose. And so they decide that we're just going to be able to drive down the sidewalk against the building. So we go back up to the car, come back down, pay the thing, go out, and we literally get on the sidewalk and we are just driving around the building on the sidewalk. And it was the weirdest experience ever. And it took about 20 minutes for us to get from the hotel 2 blocks down the road to the convention center so we could load up some stuff and leave. But we only ended up leaving about a half hour later than what we thought we were going to. So that wasn't too bad. We got out of there before most of the Orioles traffic got there, and it was
I was
good.
gonna say, yeah, it's the shout out to the I guess what you want to call them, the hotel staff for giving up, like being heads up and basically escorting us out, helping like pave the way, because they're sitting there going, you're all clear, you're all clear, you know. So shout out to those guys, you know. Hey,
Making sure no one gets run over on the pay on the sidewalk.
yeah, especially because the Orioles game was happening around the same time as we're trying to get out. So
Yeah,
it's like
it's pretty nice.
we that was the was, thank the Lord that the Ravens game wasn't happening at the same time, or we probably would have ended up having to stay until after the con was over to leave, because traffic would have been an insane mess.
At that point, I probably would have been like, damn it, I really hope Todd didn't check out, but we had watched him check out. So I was like, ah, oh, I'd have went back upstairs and went back to sleep for an hour. But no, it was good. It was a really great weekend. We got to talk to some really, really great creators, really great people. We got to see a lot of our friends, which is also good. Both our friends who are creators and not creators. Some cool vendor guys I got to meet this year, which was really
Our
cool. So,
usual crew that we love to invite to Pittsburgh, people who create artists that have been to Pittsburgh that see us and they're like, hey, we want to come back, which is exactly like we want to hear that. We want that kind of buzz. We don't want that, oh, these guys suck, don't do their show. You know, we don't want that. Once you start hearing that, that's your show's gonna die very, very quickly. So it was not, it's always nice to hear the accolades of they treated us good. You guys are awesome. You make sure we have a good time. You know, and that's all we want, you know.
And they
It's
made money. They made money, and that's the part that matters. Because they're there. It's not a vacation, it's work. And if they're not making money, they don't want to come back. So, but they are, and it's good, and we're glad to help facilitate a way for some of the biggest family reunions we can go to. Baltimore's like my East Coast family re my just under the Mason-Dixon family reunion, and New York's usually another one of those. Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to miss it this year due to having to cover this one of the stores. But Justin's going,
Yes, you
and
assuming.
you should have gotten your thing from Lunar about your Lunar dinner ticket, because it should have went to your Three Rivers email.
I have not gotten it yet,
Should have
so
went to your Three
I
Rivers email, and Rachel's should be in the mills email. So make sure that that happens, and that you guys go and bring me back all the goodies.
Yeah, we if you want to come say hi, I will be there. I will be in the our one of our vendor friends, the
Awesome minis.
awesome minis. Joe is an awesome dude. Gives you good deals on minis. So because now I have to
Right.
check to see if I actually got this email.
Yeah, I got mine yesterday, day before, maybe.
I say I got
So,
my, it says here's your reservations
yep, that's
for,
it. That's it.
okay.
Yep. Don't lose that. Save it to your phone.
Well, this just says New York Comic Con. This doesn't say no.
Right. It's that's what gets you into that room. So
Oh,
don't lose
okay.
it. So,
Okay. That's interesting.
and it covers you for Thursday too, so Joe doesn't have to buy an extra ticket. But anyway, so because I have to do this other podcast after that, we have to really kind of sprint through some things. So we're gonna do comics quickly.
Yes.
And then
Well,
we're
considering
gonna
if we both did one of the same books, I don't have to do one of my books, so that cuts that out a little bit.
well,
So
you did two in a row of a different thing, and I split them, so there.
yeah.
But anyway, we're gonna do comics, and then we're gonna talk about Agatha real quick, and then I think we're gonna be good. So, just keep an eye on the clock, Justin, because,
Okay.
we just need to do what we need to do.
No problem.
Alrighty, let's do this. Oh shit! Hold on.
Was gonna
There we
say
go.
if
You're
we
first.
okay, I might as well combine issue one and two because that's basically how I wrote it down is issue one and two. This is the first time I've done any of the Universal Monsters. Frankenstein happens to be probably my second favorite. I do like the creature from the Black Lagoon slightly better. But this is done from a different point of view. This is done from a point of view of a young boy who we see grieving his parents in a graveyard, and he happens to see Dr. Frankenstein and his assistant, who we find out his name's Fritz. I never knew that. I always assumed his name was Igor. Apparently not. This is Fritz. And they're digging bodies up to, of course, make Frankenstein. Now we don't get like the story through the eyes of the doctor or even Fritz. We get through this young boy as he's watching this happen. And one of the bodies they happen to dig up is his father. So they use part of his father to make Frankenstein, which is an interesting, point of view, never been done to my knowledge, that one of the bodies was their family. They realize that it's, oh my God, that's a piece of my family onto this creature. Now it's basically, you see the events of Frankenstein happening. The resurrection through lightning, and the boys watching this in horror, obvious horror. But he also, the boy, meets Frankenstein. And he, Frankenstein holds his hand, and the hand that is holding the boy's hand is his father's hand. And the boy is kind of realizing is you are not my father, but this is a piece of my father. And the boy starts crying. And of course, Frankenstein is kind of still not knowing what he is or who he is, but he brings in the boy closer. It ends up kind of hurting the kid a little bit, like not breaking an arm or anything or killing them, but he definitely hurt him. And it, of course, scared the boy. The boy runs off. The boy ends up being found by Fritz, and he kind of captures the boy. So Fritz has his own little slave as he is an assistant to Dr. Frankenstein. The second book is more Fritz kind of doing his point of view a little bit of how brilliant he thinks Frankenstein is, but as far as Dr. Frankenstein being very abusive towards his assistant. Eventually events happen. Fritz gets killed by Frankenstein. So it's kind of one of those things. The boy escapes. He ends up hitching a ride on the carriage of Dr. Frankenstein's fiance, because she and her father-in-law are trying to convince Dr. Frankenstein to stop this pursuit of this inhuman type of thing, and that's where it leaves off in book two. This is really interesting. I kind of like this version of seeing different points of view, not just Dr. Frankenstein's or not just like Frankenstein's. This is the other people involved in the situation. I'm giving this a solid, give me like a Texas omelet with some home fries and a couple patties of sausage, a couple pieces of bacon. Overall, this is a solid storytelling book. The art is very basic, but I do like the fact they kept it very dark and very, black, almost black and white. There is color in it, but I do like the fact that they kept it very old school, like classic horror. I really like the issues 1 and 2. It was really fun. I kind of can't wait to read the other two or the rest of this series. So,
Awesome. Also in the book, I believe he did use parts of his family, but it's been a long time since I've read it, so don't quote me on that. Anyway, moving on. Oh wait, sorry. Did you give it a rating? I'm sorry, I missed.
I
Oh,
gave it
okay.
like a Texas omelet with
Oh, that's right.
all the
I thought
meats and
it.
hash browns, and
Cool.
it's a solid book.
Cool. All right. This book is Defenders of the Earth number 2. Dan DiDio, Jim Calafiori. Got to tell Jim how much I love his art at the show, which was great. This book starts out with why can I never remember his name? Lothar, like trying to defend Africa, the Phantom's cousin, who is now the new Phantom, shows up and kills a guy, and he's like, "What are you doing? You can't do that. You're the Phantom." Then back in Long Island, Mandrake is performing magic at a show, where he pulls a giraffe out of his hat instead of a rabbit, turns giraffe into a butterfly, and this family is like at a table and they're yelling at him like, "Hey, your show sucks. We saw it before. I saw wires. Chris Angel doesn't use wires." So he turns them all into babies in a crib in the thing. And the real Phantom's also there, and he's just like, "Really, man? Do we need to do this?" And he's like, "Yeah." And then, so Mandrake changes capes. Because apparently one cape is for show and one cape is for magic. And they decide to leave, and the family is outside trying to ambush them for making a fool of them, and the son stabs the Phantom, and the dad's like, "Oh shit, that's not good." Meanwhile, the Flash and the kids, or Flash Gordon and the kids, are at Ming's kids' like power plant in Antarctica. And they're kind of trying to see what's going on. Zuffy, who's like their alien pet, shows up. Then it goes back to Lothar talking to the other Phantom and being like, "What the hell?" He's like, "How do you know I was the killer?" And he's like, tries to follow him. They get to a cliff and they look down, and it's a village that's on fire from pirates. And they go down there and they go into a room, and Zeta, who is Lothar, I believe it's Lothar's friend, but it's the Phantom's daughter, is trying to help all these people, and they get into a fight because she's like, "I'm in the Phantom costume because I'm going to be the Phantom, and I don't care what the council says. Like, I can be a Phantom and be a woman. My dad's an idiot." And so they're kind of having a verbal fight. cutbacks to the Phantom and Mandrake. Phantom totally beats the shit out of this dude, pulls the knife right out of his back. The kid runs away. He throws the knife, stabs, and catches him in the leg, trips over. And there's this really great dialogue here at the end that I really want to read that the Phantom says, because the Phantom, you know, is known as the ghost who walks, right? So he says, the guy says, "It's not possible. He stabbed you. How are you still alive?" And he Phantom says, "Next time you stick a knife in someone, make sure he isn't already dead. Over the last decades, I've been known by many names: Guardian, Guardian of the Eastern Dark, the Man Who Never Dies. But it wasn't until these last 5 years I truly learned what it meant to be the ghost who walks." And he starts to kind of fade a bit, and that's how the book ends for this. There's a preview for number three. This book has been absolutely amazing. Mad Cave has been kicking its ass. I am giving this book, oh my gosh, this book just gets a fucking tremendous 12 for me. It is that good. Like, I just love it. It's so good. So, boom. Breaking up your books.
All
I
right.
almost made you do number two before number one just to fuck with you. So,
This is Wolverine's Revenge number two. And last time we left off was Wolverine having a bomb in his chest and he had to dig it out. And everybody else in the Marvel Universe is like dying and the world is under like prehistoric. With no power in the whole nine yards with an EMP. And well, here's Wolverine standing in front of a bunch of coffins. And of course, they're all covered in American flags because they all died in service to the US. Of course, you see Caps with the shield on top of the coffin. Logan and Nick Fury have words. Basically, kind of, the usual, like, you're a coward, Fury, and Fury kind of agrees, and yeah, it's about where it ends. But Wolverine journeys throughout the country. He ends up in like the Dakotas. He ends up meeting up with what's her name? Moonsong. And she is protecting the area because it's one of the few places that have electricity. And of course, there's only a few people left in the world that can kind of do that. So we end up finding out that Wolverine was looking for Forge. So Forge meets up and he leads them to Magneto's grave. Where they dig up Magneto, get his helmet off of him, for obvious reasons. He's going after Mastermind. So they going for that helmet, gotta do it. So he confronts Mastermind, and basically kills him, cuts his head off, using his mind kind of like a slipshot Cerebro. He's finding everybody else who was on that team that like basically killed all these people. Found Sabretooth, he found Deadpool, Colossus, the whole nine yards. He in this issue he takes on Sabretooth first. So he goes and fights him, and as he's fighting him, Sabretooth is, they're doing their usual Wolverine Sabretooth fight where they're beating the crap out of each other. But Sabretooth starts noticing, he's like, "Wait a minute, why am I still bleeding?" Wolverine
Oh.
smiles and he's like, "Yeah, I kind of had Forge fix this little thing, this little device for me. My healing factor works, yours does not." So basically we just see Wolverine continuing to slice and dice Sabretooth, and that's the end of the book. Quick. Again, this is why this book gets a very red band, in the poly bag and everything, because this is bloody without the the Red Band version. This is some really good stuff. Greg Capullo's art is masterful as always. I liking where this is going. This seems to be a really cool limited series. Give me a solid scrambled eggs with some cheese and some sausage mixed in there a little bit. Solid slices of bacon. Yeah, it's a solid book. I'm enjoying this read so far, so.
For being so much about dicing people up, you keep talking about solid. It's
Yeah.
weird.
Yeah, I know. But what else do you talk about like with Wolverine books? It's
Fair.
you either get
So you're saying
the
it's like an omelet with diced tomatoes, diced ham, diced bacon,
bacon. Yeah, there we go.
diced
It's
peppers.
all
Got
in
it.
the eggs. It's all in the eggs. It's
Okay.
you're not even getting like the side dishes. It's everything omelet. It's you just shoot everything.
Wow. All right. I don't know why this freaking thing
Why
is
is
so
it so
tiny.
small?
I don't know.
Is that how bad the book
It's not
is
even the
because it's
right
so
cover.
small?
No, actually, I like this book a lot. So my second book is Chasm, Curse of Cain, number two. I really like Steve Fox writing spider people to be in general. So this continues Cain looking for Ben and Hallow's Eve. And starts out with Cain fighting the crazy monster that he finds in the sewer. At the end, he ends up throwing a freaking ambulance at it. And then finds a whole bunch of the paramedics are stuck to the wall. He then learns that Ben's the one who did that. In the meantime, over at Ravencroft, Ben and Hallow's Eve are literally just fucking with the inmates. Like they're like, did you hear that? Some sort of growl. It came from outside. Doppelganger cell. And like the crazy like sixth arm man spider guy is like freaking out. And like there's like a werewolf dude. And he or they're just like, this was fun. But Ben's like, I still don't know what happened, like why I was out by myself. Hallow's Eve's like, I'll try to help you. So she gets him on the floor, puts a bunch of candles around, and he's like, that's not an exorcism mask, right? Like, that's not what you're trying to do here. And she's like, no. It's not an exorcism mask. It's a psychic mask. So she puts on the psychic mask and goes into his head, but Druig is still in control of him. So, as she fights to get into his brain, it goes back to Cain, who's the Scarlet Spider now, and he is rescuing the people from Ben, realizes the monster slipped away, goes look for the monster. Hallow's Eve, on the meantime, is walking around Ben's brain. And it's weird because she's seeing parts of his memories, but as he says things, things are blank. Faces are blank, other things are blank. And he's like, wait, I don't want you to go in there. I don't need you to see me like this. And then all of a sudden Druig pops up from the water and grabs her, and she takes off the mask. And at that point a bunch of mole men come up and steal Ben. And take him to Druig, because Druig has made Mole Man his bitch. And Mole Man, I think, is trying to seek his revenge. That's where this book ends. It's a very it kept the pace of the first book, which I liked. The art has been fantastic. The writing is very good. I give this, oh man, this is a hard one. I'm gonna give this 4 pieces of French toast with strawberries, syrup, bacon and sausage, and orange juice. That's how much I like this book. It was a lot of fun. If you don't care about what's going on with Peter Parker and you want to know what's going on with the clones, This book is very good, and I've really, really enjoyed it. So check it out.
All right, we don't need to do that because I already covered both of them.
Cool.
So,
Well, then never mind. I'm gonna go to Turtles Grayskull.
I
Turtles Grayskull, and you read this too. Like, so firstly, like I like the writing, but the art I'm not a big fan of. And I know Freddie Williams has done some of like the He-Man Thundercats and some of the
His
other
He-Man
stuff.
Thundercats were really good. I think he was a little. I don't think turtles are his forte. I think that might be part of the issue. I
Well,
mean,
see, I think he draws the non-humans great, but I think he, when he draws a human, it doesn't look quite right. That's why they all have like stupid, insane armor and they're all mutants in this book. So it starts off with like, the turtles are reaching out to Splinter and April because they went through a portal and they're ended up on Eternia and they're helping like the they're helping protect Castle Grayskull from Skeletor and Krang and Shredder, who have then brought Mutagen to Eternia and mutated a bunch of people. So it's kind of cool to see, like, it was kind of cool to see mutated versions of some of our favorite villains from and
yeah.
heroes of He-Man, but I thought the Turtles outfits were a little too on the nose. Michelangelo wearing the
The
dumb wig.
page boy wig.
Yeah.
I actually thought that was kind of hilarious because I'm like, yeah, I could see him doing that.
I mean, I can see
That
him do it. I can see him doing it. It doesn't th that
yeah.
part doesn't matter. The fact that it's weird is the problem.
But that's Mikey though.
I
Mikey's
know.
weird.
I know. I
It
know.
wouldn't be Mikey if he didn't do something stupid. Okay,
Right.
so
You're not
let him be.
wrong. You're not wrong.
So
But
if he would have came out in Teela's outfit, I think that would have been really weird.
yeah, but Teela's not even wearing like a Teela outfit. She's wearing like this crazy weird armor that I'm like, where the hell did that come from?
That was half my issue is like, where did all this cool looking armor come from? Because this isn't
Yeah.
like. Is this like years later? We like
Yeah, like
I
how long
don't.
were they in Eternia?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the problem. Like, and then all of a sudden they time hop again and they're like on a different planet and He-Man's there and they're all in a gladiator like pit. And I was like, this story is kind of cool, but it hops around a lot. And
That's always the issue with time travel and the it's
the thing that bothers me about it is like it's the same kind of thing that bothered me about it about Masters in the Multiverse, where like it was too many time hoppy, like it hopped around too much, right?
yeah.
And this book is it's not quite there yet like that, but it is got the potential to do that. And I just hope it doesn't. Overall though, I thought it was fun. It was a little more turtly for me than I wanted it to be a little more mastery. So
It's only issue one, so it's like,
right. So I can't complain completely yet.
yeah,
But
it's
it's
issue two may be more on the master's end,
right.
but we are still like. We're still getting a master's book anyway, so it's,
Right.
I get it. It's,
Yeah.
I have
So
hopes for this. We will see how it goes. I'm not
yeah.
gonna judge it too much, but you're right. There is, I think they should have established a little bit more story and a little less back and forth and
Yeah.
confusing the crap out of you while you're trying to.
So that's really all that I had for it. Like, so I'm giving it like okay. So I
Can we give
wanna
it like a dippy egg?
I was gonna say like I wanna give it like scrambled eggs that aren't quite cooked all the way, so they're kind of runny. You know what I
Okay.
mean?
Okay.
Like so kind of like runny scrambled eggs
Like that diner-esque.
with like
Yeah.
cold cheese on it.
Oh.
And like but like the but like some fucking awesome multigrain toast with like your favorite jelly, right? Because there are
Multigrain toast.
moments of really great, there are some really great moments in this,
Yeah,
but
there's
it's
some really
not,
cool panels. Yeah.
but it's very 50-50 to me.
Yeah.
So, but I enjoyed it overall. So do check it out. Okay. So, oh,
Right.
all right. So let's talk about Agatha now. So if you haven't watched it, get out of here.
Yeah.
Spoilers coming.
Yeah.
Spoilers inbound. We're gonna talk about it for about 5 minutes. Sorry about the short week. Next week, don't forget we have Brandon from Dismay Comics coming on. That's gonna be a lot of fun. And yeah, and then we're obviously gonna skip the week of New York Comic Con, because Justin will be doing other stuff, or maybe I'll pull somebody to just hang out with me and we'll do just kind of a fun non-comic review show. We'll just maybe we'll talk about something. Maybe I'll pull a guest or somebody to talk some stupid shit about. It'll be fun. Maybe I'll find somebody to talk about something extremely boring. That'll be great. So
I always make it sound so much
talk about the
better.
difference between long boxes and short boxes and the brands. It'll be great.
Oh.
No, I don't want to do that. That's super boring.
We'll lose the followers.
We'll find something. Anyway, so if you haven't watched Agatha and you don't care, spoilers inbound. See you next
Yeah.
week. If you are sticking around, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, and spoilers.
All right.
So when I watched the first episode, I was like, man, I really like this vibe. Like, I like this true crimey vibe. I'm like, are they gonna make her be in this true crime thing? Because like that'd be cool. Well, you end up like she was kind of in a true crime thing, like in
Yeah.
WandaVision, but it's not, it wasn't that actually.
Yeah.
But it was very good to that. It had like a, I like the show, and it's got, here's the vibe that I'm picking up from the show. And correct me if I'm wrong, or tell me if you don't feel it too. But I feel like it's got like one part Twin Peaks, one part Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and one part Sabrina, Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
I don't know if I go Buffy, just because there's lack of supernatural creatures, like that we know yet. Like
Right.
it's only what? Well, it's what, episode
It's only the third
three.
episode, yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna say probably more along the line. I'm going to say, some craft in there, like
Oh
definitely like
yeah,
craft.
for sure.
Like anything witch affiliation, I'm totally down. Like Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, minus Satan talk, because not really a lot of dealing with that. But you get the witchy, creepy vibe. You're getting the spells. You're getting a hell of a cast. I like the cast a lot, actually.
Yeah, I like her coven she has built.
Yes.
I am torn between this kid ending up being Wiccan or ending up being her actual son.
CERN.
Those are the two options. I'm hoping he's Wiccan because I actually
I
think
think
he'd
he's
do
going to
really
be
well.
Wiccan. I think he's
Only
going to be Wiccan.
because, and here's why I think he's gonna be Wiccan. One, he's bound that he can't tell her who he is.
Yeah.
Two, he's got the curly black hair. Three,
He's gay.
he's gay. Four, I was gonna use that as four, but four, when he did his spell, it was mantra over and over and over again, and that's how Wiccan cast spells.
Okay.
So I think that this kid's gonna be Wiccan. I'm curious if Speed's gonna show up. It's gonna be cool, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm
Like,
really enjoying it. I like the whole, I guess the Buffy vibe for me was kind of more like not the Monster of the Week episodes, but like the one where they get into a situation and it's weird. Like the second episode, sorry, the third episode specifically, when they're in that house and they have
The
to kind of
trial.
like, yeah, and it's almost like a weird Saw mini
Yeah,
episode of Saw.
Yeah.
But I always thought the Saw movies kind of had like a Buffy vibe to them too.
I don't know if that
Like
goes. I
it's like
mean, it's a dark vibe. Yes,
right.
dark vibe.
Sorry. Not Buffy the TV show, Buffy the movie. Like the comedy movie, like with Pee-wee Herman
Okay.
losing his arm, like
Yeah.
dying.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I was talking about, and I think it's got that. But I'm enjoying it so far, and it's
Yeah.
very fast. It doesn't drag, which is good.
You're getting little bits and pieces of everybody's background, not just Agatha.
Yeah.
You're getting a little
Yeah.
bit of everybody, which I'm grateful for because you don't want the supporting cast to be a bunch of, oh, you're just here to do whatever. You're gonna die, and then nobody gives a crap about. I don't think that's what's gonna end up happening. But I'm very interested in to see like how much deeper they go into the Marvel magic realm. Because I think some of these characters are in the book comics, if I'm not mistaken. Some of them are, or they're gender flipped. I think they
I
said
don't
one of them is gender flipped. I forget who
maybe.
exactly. But they said a couple of them are witches, but they're not like super well known unless you read all the supernatural stuff affiliated with Marvel magic. So I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I love the cast. They're all bangers. I mean, there's not a
Right.
poor actor slash actress in the entire thing so far. I like how they're doing the follow the road, very Wizard of Oz,
Yeah.
because again, you're dealing with the witchy vibe. I'm cool with that. That doesn't bother me at all. And actually, my wife's watching it right now, like, because she's wants, it's spooky season
Catching
and
up.
yeah,
Yeah.
catching up. But
Oh, or is she watching Wizard of Oz?
no, she's watching Agatha
Agatha?
stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was watching Evil Dead stuff last night, so she's
Okay, cool.
stuff. But
Oh yeah, don't forget, come to Cosplay Karaoke next Tuesday. Win some tickets to Evil Dead the Musical at Pittsburgh Music Theater, and some of the cast is going to be the judges for the Cosplay Karaoke.
There you
So, yeah.
go. Yeah. Actually, my wife got me a
Boom.
shirt.
Shop smart, shop S smart.
That's smart.
So, all right. So,
But yeah, I like where this is going. They should have did this with like all the Marvel stuff to keep it in a realm of its own. I like how it's bouncing off of the WandaVision. The people didn't forget, which is great. I like that I think there is the possibility we're going to see the resurrection of Wanda.
I agree.
And rightfully so. I think Marvel did her dirty, and they probably should have not
Or they
done.
knew this is how they were going to do it anyway. But I think we're going to find out she's actually been alive. I think this book is going to be a mix of an Agatha story and Children's Crusade, right? So in Children's Crusade, Wiccan gets all the young Avengers together and they go look for Wanda. And this, if that's Wiccan, I think that's where they're going to end up
They've gotten
going.
going.
And they're going to find Wanda and Speed, and they're not going to know who they are, and they're going to need to bring them back into the fold. So, but
And
all right, we are
I'd
out
love
of
to see
time.
Mephisto, though.
Yeah, I mean, they mentioned him. So.
That's the first mention of them. That's they didn't do it to the
Sorry, I had to. The Mephisto face. Mephisto meme. Anyway, we're kind of out of time because I do have to get going because I have to hop on another one. Thanks, guys, for watching. Sorry, we got running so late. Stupid customers. No, just kidding. Thank you,
Who
everybody.
banned all magic cards?
No, it's fine. They're finishing up a draft. I can't be mad at them.
Okay.
But anyway, thanks again, guys. We'll see you next week. Make sure you guys check out local comic shop day. Support your local comic shops. If it's us, even better. But we'll talk to you guys next week, and hopefully you had a good time. All right, catch you later.